Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John McIntosh with Signature Carpets, and we're talking here from the HD show in Las Vegas. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Good to be with you this morning. For people who don't know Signature, tell us a little bit about Signature.
Kemp, Signature Hospitality Carpets was started 12 years ago by Brenda Smith, probably the most innovative lady in the carpet industry. And she and Bob Thomas and Brian Owenby started 12 years ago, specializing in the hospitality industry. They probably combined have over 120 years experience. And today it's grown into a very exciting business and company, and I'm just proud to be a part of it.
And you have a long history in this business, too. I know you worked for Interface a long time ago. And so how long have you been with the Signature?
I've been on and off with Brenda for 25 years with that 11-year stint down in LaGrange with Interface. Wonderful time in my life. Learned so much from Mr. Anderson and that team. But Brenda's kind of been a second mom, and we kind of always seem to find our way back with each other. I joke with people all the time. I've had lint in my hair since I was 13, so been around.
All right. So the people that buy from you in the hospitality market, they're buying from Signature for what reason?
We understand the patterning and the coloring and the styling. Brenda and Bob's experience is unsurpassed. So we understand the need. And then we have a core competency of quality. We make a great product. We do it right the first time. And we understand the customer's needs and styling. And so that's what we bring is a mass customization model. And being able to give the customer what they want and when they want it.
And you do both public space and rooms carpet, right?
Yes, we do. And we started in rooms carpet, and a lot of people may know Signature as rooms carpet, but we've branched out over the last 5 years into public space, mainly because technology has allowed us to do that. We've been able to invest in the state-of-the-art tufting machines now. If you can imagine it, we can do it through integrated pattern. Woven looks that normally couldn't be done tufted, we can now do that through tufting. So technology's allowed us to branch out into the public spaces as well.
Okay. And just thinking about the market for a minute and thinking about trends, what kind of trends are you seeing in the hospitality market?
The biggest trend that we're glad to see come back is the pent-up demand for the remodel is starting to come back. And here at the show, we're seeing a lot of optimism. We're seeing a lot of projects come back, and that's a welcome trend as well. But we're starting to see some more contemporary looks as well. And organic seems to be coming back. You look at all the floors here at the show, including ours, you see a lot of organic looks. But just the tufting technology is allowed, and everyone looks great now. You used to come to the show and you'd have two or three. Everybody looks wonderful now. So we're starting to see a lot more customization in those areas.
And, just to get a little bit more refined about what you do, I mean, I'm looking at the floor here and a lot of texture here. And you don't do print carpet, do you?
We don't do print. Everything we do is integrated pattern. We have certainly the 10th and 12th gauge Infinity machines that do great pattern work. But we've added the color point machine, and that's what we're standing on, which, has unlimited pattern repeats and textures and pile heights. And so we're able to do intricate patterning that we've never been able to do in tufting.
All right, and you're here at the show. You're halfway down the main aisle here, right in front of the front door. How's the show been for you?
Yeah, yesterday was a great day, and it's always great to see old friends. It's always great to meet new friends, to see new faces in the industry. But we had a good day yesterday, and we're very optimistic about the show and where we're going with the industry. So it's a good show, great show.
One of the things about Signature, when Krypton was out looking for a mill to partner with, they picked you as the first company to work with in a license where they could use their stain treatment process. So you've had a long relationship with them, haven't you?
We have. We started about 2 years ago, and we launched commercially about a year and a half ago. We feel like we had an incredible product that leveraged their 17 years of success in fabric. Now, we had to change how we applied it. It is a total immersion process. It's something our industry's never seen with stain-protecting chemistry, so it is new. And believe it or not, we're excited that J&J is now on board because it just adds credibility to the tremendous amount of hard work that we've done. But I believe they came to us because we were starting to go down the road into assisted living, senior care. And there's so many of those customers here because so much of the design intent is moved towards a hospitality look in that market segment. So it was a natural fit. And with the increased stain, soil, and odor resistance that Krypton had combined with our knowledge of the marketplace, it just made for a super relationship there. Craig and Randy Rubin are great people to work with, and it has been wildly successful for us.
All right. One last thing I want to talk to you about, this Project Yellowstone that you've just launched. Talk a little bit about that.
Kemp, if I'm a little hoarse, it's because I talked about that a lot yesterday. In all my years in the industry, this is perhaps the most exciting partnership that I've ever been a part of. Through our sister company, UTT, who makes BioCell backing systems, a high-performance polyurethane system, we partnered with Yellowstone to take all of their plastics out of the Yellowstone Grand Teton ecosystem, 43,000 metric tons. We're now taking those back, incorporating them into our BioCell products. We took it a step further when Aquafil came to us with their new 100% recycled Econil yarn system. And when you combine that with BioCell, BioCell being 70% recycled content, well, all of a sudden we're holding a product that's 82% recycled content. So we went back to the Yellowstone Park Foundation, and we wanted the park to inspire the patterns. So our patterning is inspired by some of the most iconic names in our country, you know, like Old Faithful and Artist Point and Paint Pots and Grant Village and Caldera and some of these most incredible places. So not only is it the most environmentally responsible program in our market, we added a social responsible component too. So 50 cents a square yard of everything that we sell goes back to the Yellowstone Park Foundation to fund one of their strategic initiatives, which is called Tomorrow's Stewards, and that is to inspire the next generation. And we see this as an opportunity to change behavior across all market segments, to say, you know, if you think different, you know, you get different results. And we have a product that performs 70% better than what's currently offered in the marketplace, made from 82% recycled content. And keeping the plastics in our country, that's a big thing. Only 40% of all the plastics in the U.S. are even put in a recycling bin. 60% of those goes overseas. We need to keep those in our country, create American jobs and our innovation to be able to fix this problem. So through the inspiration of Yellowstone and our partnership with the Yellowstone Park Foundation, Karen Kress and Tom Porter and Jim Evanoff and all the gang out there, it has made an incredibly exciting program for us. The creative order of nature is the only perfect system out there. This show is filled with opinions on who we think or what we think is right. The creative order of nature, it's right.
Well, John, it's great to visit with you. I guess for a little company, you've got a lot going on. Again, we've been talking to John McIntosh, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Signature Carpets, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.